This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Coach will come over here as the Hawks improve to 6-3. Check that 5-14 overall, 2-5 in MEAC play. And here he is right now. Well, Coach, an 11-point win in conference competition, your most points against the D1 foe this year. I'd say it's a happy occasion for our conversation.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. I thought it was a tough one. They shot 78% from three in the first half. They made six threes in the first quarter. And we had to overcome that. And, you know, we were still at one at the half. And, it helps when you get a couple good plays we made by a couple kids. I thought, Buns played a really, really big game for us, made some really big plays. And I thought Kerry Eaton, showed up tonight in a big way.
Yes, and that, we shared the basketball tonight, Fred. It's, mm-hmm. It's either 19 or 20 assists unofficially for the basketball game. That's the most we've had all year against the D1 opponent also. And at times we were driving in addition, we haven't done that a lot.
We actually saw people as opposed to when the help came over, we didn't run through it and pick up the charge like we did the last couple games. We actually made the next play. Right. And, that's the signs of good things to come and better decision-making.
Defensively, close to 20 turnovers forced. Regine Martin was the spark plug you needed tonight. White coming off, scoring 16 points in the first quarter. Then Regine was on her, and she was pretty much silent for the rest of the game.
Yeah, Regine did a great job. No one wants to play against Regine. I wouldn't want to. Yeah. She's a little pistol. She's tough. She's physical. And she never goes away. She's relentless. And I thought it was a good matchup for her.
Yeah, also, Fred, before you go, I thought we did a lot better job in clock management in the last, especially the last 2 minutes.
There was
did
still
you call
a couple,
that timeout for that?
Yeah, I called that timeout because I thought we weren't making the effort. We had the game in grasp, but we weren't making it. They beat us in a bucket.
Right.
The bucket number four gets a bucket when she goes behind her back with nobody there because we're going after fake rebounds as opposed to getting back and understanding the moment. Just practiced the moment yesterday in situations, and I thought down the stretch, other than a couple, Regine only knows how to play one way.
She took a shot in the last.
She took two of them.
Yeah.
The one I could understand, the second one was almost like, and she said, but Coach, you said we're a Hawk, but the thing about her is she only knows one speed.
Yeah.
And she, and so,
playing hard.
I'll take that from Regine. I'll take that from her all day long because her energy is her greatest strength.
There we go. That's Howard on Saturday, one thing to work on before that game to make it two in a row.
Well, it'd be nice to finish layups better and even if it shoots better from the free throw line. I think we have to do things that don't beat ourselves. And if we can do that, we can play with the teams in our league. But we're not talented enough to overcome beating ourselves and beating our opponent.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll see you at M Street this week. Congratulations.
Thanks.